Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning and welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt on this fine Saturday morning, broadcasting from the Free Zones. We are broadcasting from Patriot territory. Hopefully you guys all had a blessed week, and some of you are holding over here from our weekly morning commutes. So welcome, all of you. We're going to get into some stuff that I kind of gave a little teaser yesterday. As we inch closer to what looks like conflict, if not even war, just judging on what we know of history and indicators of war and the increased probability of that occurring right here in our own homeland, in the United States. There are definitely some enemies who have, you know, openly vowed to destroy us and take us down, and many of them have infiltrated, or their agents have infiltrated inside of our government and inside of our institutions. But how far does that go? At what point? Someone asked the question over the rumors of Chinese troops being in Canada. Some people have been spreading this around the internet. Have you seen this? Chinese troops in Canada ready to invade. Well, that is a possibility. I don't know how plausible it is that Chinese troops are marching around and training and preparing to invade from Canada right now. My gut's telling me that's not the case. Although that could be China's intentions and plans. But that what we have so far, which has been presented as evidence, is not related to China's intentions of invading. I think there was something completely different and unrelated to that. But anyway, I'll get to that in just a little bit. I want to, make an announcement and put out a plug, because I'm very excited. Something that I've been working on for a long time. Several years ago, I had been working on an outline for a novel, a prepper novel, a dystopian novel based on a fiction story following various different characters in emergency communications during disasters and a civil defense type of environment situation, where emergency communications ranging from a small handheld two-way radios between just family members all the way to, you know, full-blown HF, high-frequency ham radio operators, and, you know, pretty much everything in between. That got put on the back burner there for a long time, and about a year and a half ago, we were kind of looking at Amron and the numbers kind of dropping as far as participation in our regularly scheduled nets. And a lot of it's just folks' loss in interest, because it became routine, the same old thing every time, and it wasn't really new or exciting. So what I decided to do was start posting a short chapter called The Partisan Operator Journals on our website at amron.com, but it was posted encrypted. Well, to be able to decrypt it, you'd have to participate in our regularly scheduled emergency radio nets, where small pieces of the code would be put out, where when combined, you go back to the website and you get to decrypt it, and there's a chapter of this fictional story, which turned out to be a kind of an ongoing story. So many folks were asking about it because it's for free for the Amron operators that are practicing during the nets. But someone said, you know, you should turn this into that book that you were thinking about writing, and it's a different angle. But I thought, you know, that might be helpful, because what I'm trying to do is teach emergency communications, but wrap it in an interesting fictional story in a, you know, end of the world type of environment. Well, this is complete now. Volume 1 of the Partisan Operator Journals is off to the publishers right now. Monday, check back radiofreeredoubt.com or amron.com. Both of those will be putting up a posting because right now we're getting ready to, beginning Monday, to be taking pre-release orders, a limited number of only 200 of those. And it is a fictional story consisting of all of the Partisan Operator Journals that were posted from January through August, the first part of August. So 25 journal entries all total, about 290 pages. And it turned out to be this continuation, ongoing story following one main character, but several other key supporting characters. But they're veterans. They're veterans in the United States when a major catastrophic event happens to the United States, crippling our telecommunications, our power grid, our transportation system, it's a worst case scenario type of an event. Kind of a multi-pronged event that takes place. And this story begins, at least volume one, the book, takes you 0 day plus 1 year. So it hurls you forward 12 months after this major event called 0 day, and follows these veterans who are responding to Chinese troops in the United States. One of them is a former Army Ranger sniper, and the other one is a former Marine Corps Force Recon radio operator. So they go in as a two-man team. At about halfway through the book, they're inserted into some place in the Pacific Northwest as a two-man reconnaissance team, and they're responsible for the first strike against the foreign military on American soil. And so, anyway, it was a lot of fun to write and to create, and there was very enthusiastically received, very positive response. And the Amron operators that have been participating in getting these each week, I don't know if there's any one operator that has all 25 journal entries. I think every one of them is missing at least one or two or three. So I know they're excited about that. But it is free on the air to participate in. So those first 200 books of the Partisan Operator Journals, Volume 1, will be ready. It will be coming in on October 30th to be shipped out. In that particular release, in the pre-release versions, 200 books. It's a limited of only 200 books for $19.95 plus shipping. It will have it'll be signed by the author, John Jacob Schmidt, and also will contain a bookmarker with the one-time pad used for decrypting one of the messages that the main character, Phil, received in the field. It's an actual message, and so that was something that was made available only to Amron Corps members. It was posted in the forum, so that will be included as a bookmark. And then also the first 90 will get one of our kneeling RTO radio operator decals included. And after that, then we'll be on just regular production from there on forward. So check back on Monday. I know I spent a lot more time talking about that than I really intended, but I also wanted to give a little bit of backstory to that. We'll be doing some interviews with several of our listeners and Amron operators that have their own blogs and podcasts, and I'll be talking about that. So a lot of fun. And A lot to learn through there, a lot of skills, tactics, techniques, and procedures wrapped up in a story. So even if communications and this technical side of things aren't interesting for you, hopefully I trust that the just the story itself would be interesting enough. You could just skip through the technical portions and just enjoy the story just as it is, just as a story. So anyway, there you go. Check back RadioFreeReadout.com and Amron.com. Now, Lady Liberty and I have been talking a lot about China lately, and there's a reason why. Speaking of invasions, they are infiltrating our institutions, and they are affecting our elections. Now there's more and more evidence coming out showing ties, connections. Hunter Biden, which is Joe Biden's son, just all kinds of stuff going on with some people that whose interests are not America first, including China. So some questions have come up, and this is where I wanted to start talking about this, maybe in a 2 or 3 show series, about the laws of land warfare and what that might mean for us here at Radio Free Redoubt, the listeners, the patriots that are out there wondering, man, what would happen? What if we, and the question was asked, what if all of a sudden after the elections, the streets descend into pure chaos and our cities are on fire and there's conflict, gunfire, and all of a sudden Chinese troops start rolling in across the border from China? Can you just start shooting them? I mean, will it be legal to just start shooting them? Well, it's kind of a two-part question to that. And, you know, a foreign invasion by a foreign military is one of two potential things that we could be faced with at some point in the future. There's just the talk of civil war, like civil conflict, gunfire between two sides, or maybe not just two sides, maybe three, maybe four. It could get real messy. But civil war, conflict just within our United States without any outside influence. The other possibility, which is a very strong possibility also, is the foreign invasion by a, you know, foreign military to take advantage or exploit the situation where we are vulnerable dealing with conflict in our own countries, in our own country. A lot of us, especially as Christians, we've seen the viral videos of people who have had visions and they've had dreams and things and showing conflict in our country. One in particular that's really made its way around the Christian Patriot Preparedness community and just in general on YouTube particularly is a pastor, Dana Coverstone, who shared some dreams that he had that came true. And he just didn't make this up after COVID-19 or the Communist Chinese Party virus. These are things that he had envisioned that so troubled him. He shared them with his board, his staff, his board of directors, and the elders at his church. And after what he saw came true, he had a second set of dreams and visions. And that's when he was advised that he probably shouldn't keep this to himself anymore, because what he just dismissed as some troubling vision and dream actually turned true. So what he's seeing now, I thought, well, we kind of feel like we have an obligation to go forward and say, take it for what it's worth. This is what I saw, and this is why I'm telling you, because he saw a virus, a pandemic type situation where he saw, you know, hospitals, he saw people dying from a viral type of outbreak. Then he saw conflict in our streets. He saw gunfire. He saw riots and Antifa. Now, this is back in December. This is when all is good in the world, right? I mean, everybody hates Trump, but other than that, this is kind of just cruising along. Well, once all of this stuff unfolded into this summer, he shared a second set of visions and dreams that he had, which shows the elections and a very significant, impactful, continuous, a repetitive brace yourself on November. He was given a vision of the calendar as it flipped through each month. November was, according to his visions, which all of them so far have come true, so far as I know, And he's puzzled by it. He's concerned by it. He didn't want the fame, fortune, and you know, notoriety or whatever. But he just felt like he had to share what he saw, because what he has seen in his visions have been coming. It's like clockwork, like right on schedule, in the order that he was revealed. These visions were revealed of turmoil and conflict in the United States. So what's coming? According to his visions, he clearly saw conflict escalate, and where in each month where we saw riots and conflict, or the virus outbreak in February, March, he saw a hard, firm tapping with a finger on this, like this giant finger tapping each one of these months where significant developments occurred. When the calendar flipped to November, there was a fist punch that came that just slammed the calendar, and it said, brace yourself, brace yourself. And then he saw visions of open conflict, warfare, gun battles, and cities burning. And then he saw uniform foreign soldiers, particularly Chinese and Russian soldiers. Of course, since then, we have seen articles where Joe Biden or people advising him are hinting at appealing to the international community if President Trump refuses to give up power after the elections. And appealing to the United Nations, appealing to the international community to force President Trump from his position if necessary. So those things have all come out just recently, where 2 months ago, Pastor Dana Coverstone has revealed his visions, what he saw after the election and foreign troops and so on. So now we're actually seeing it in the headlines. We're seeing people appealing, already laying the argument for appealing to the international community to intercede if President Trump refuses to give up power. So very, very serious things coming up here. There's actually a lot more. If you want, just do an internet search and go find Dana Coverstone and just put in visions or prophecy. He claims he's not a prophet, but he's sharing visions that are coming true. So just put in Pastor Dana Coverstone and see what comes up, and watch those. It's pretty amazing. So let's look at the two potential outcomes. That's civil war, conflict within our country, and then there's a foreign invasion. So the first thing we're going to do is take a look at civil war, what that might look like. And actually, I'm going to share with you something that I just received from Sam Culper from Forward Observer this week. Kind of his take on, what he calls the Royal Rumble, the upheaval in the United States, and kind of how he sees it. I agree with him on a lot of this. A couple, I'm not so sure. It would be a good discussion. But I love Sam Culper. His analysis is usually just dead on. He works really hard to bring timely, accurate intelligence and analysis as a former intelligence analyst for the Army who's worked overseas. But we're going to talk about that. I just received this in the email from him this week from the Forward Observer Dispatch. So stick around. This is Radio Free Redoubt. And this segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Right, located in St. Mary's, Idaho, on the St. Joe River. 6 fully furnished suites. Beautiful. This is the time to do it, too. The fall colors, absolutely amazing. Take a trip up the St. Joe River. About an hour south of Coeur d'Alene, south end of the lake there, St. Mary's. It's a little sleepy, little logging town. It's pretty cool. All right, stay right there. We'll be back in just a minute. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
Minutemen Coffee Company, born out of the idea of freedom liberty, and the patriot movement sweeping across this great nation that we call home. Single origin, whole bean coffee, roasted and blended to perfection in small batches when you order. Minimum Coffee is delivered to your door for the freshest, most robust whole bean coffee you've ever tasted. Coffee is the second most important item for your preps next to water, so why not have the best coffee in your preps? Check us out on the web at www.minutemencoffee.com. MinutemenCoffee.com.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
All right, welcome back from the break. This is segment two. And hey, on that Minutemen coffee, great coffee. This I just took a swig of it just as the music started fading out. Don't forget to include the RFR coupon code when you place your order with those guys. Save 15%. That's significant. And great. What, not brewed? Well, it is brewed in the American Redoubt. At least my cup was. But roasted in the American Redoubt and Patriot-owned. Check them out. Okay, now, there's an article over here that it was a piece that was written by Sam Culper. And, of course, as you know, I subscribe to his daily warning and his dispatches and his analysis. Outstanding. Almost every single day, they're putting out new developments and analysis, which is really important for us right now. The intelligence process is critical. We have to have, my background is in communications. So with AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, nationwide, actually international now, we practice on a regular basis sharing, passing information and news back and forth over the radio. A lot of it's done digitally, kind of like a fax machine, but it goes over the air, like radio with radios. But there's multiple different modes. Some are faster than others. Some are, more error-free than others. And it depends on what you're doing, what time of the day, how far away the person is, if they're in Florida or if they're in Montana or if they're just, across the border 30 miles away from you. It's going to depend on, what bands or what modes or different tools and skills you're going to use depend on the environment and the situation. That comes from practice and training and gaining experience as radio operators. Why are we radio operators? What's the purpose of a radio operator? The purpose of a radio operator is twofold. One, to pass news, information, intelligence. Okay, it's to pass information. And secondly, it is to support command and control. Whether it's backing up a truck and you're talking to somebody on a radio so they don't run, back over a stump, or if it's coordinating getting bottled water to the local fairgrounds and you're meeting up with the National Guard convoy that's coming in with pallets and pallets of drinking water, that's command and control, right? How many getting so many cots delivered over to this shelter over there? So that's not really intelligence. That's coordinating activities. So what we call command and control. And then there's the passing of intelligence and information. How long before the storm gets here? Has the levee broken? Is this bridge out below? What routes are open? That's intelligence. So we've got a lot of people that can, they know how to collect and analyze intelligence, but it doesn't do you any good if you can't get that information from point A to point B. All you are is you're just a person observing something unless you can tell others. All right, so the intelligence and the communications work hand in hand, and that's what we're working on here. So that's why we have this great kind of a symbiotic relationship with Forward Observer and Fox Company and the efforts of what Sam Culper's doing over there. But what he's sent, he's dug up some great articles and kind of analysis and stuff that he's written up from intelligence as it applies to Vietnam. And I'll be talking about that, probably next Saturday. But I want to share this with you. What he sent out was, "Are you ready for the Royal Rumble?" I recently started using the term Royal Rumble, he writes, to describe the period between Election Day and the inauguration. If President Trump wins re-election, this period is likely to be the most tumultuous few months of your lifetime. All right, so let me just share this with you. This is the most significant portion right here. In the past 4 years, I've become more convinced that we've already entered a period of unrest known as low-intensity conflict. Low-intensity conflict exists below the threshold of conventional war, tanks and bombs, but above the routine, peaceful competition. This is the gray area between war and peace right now. This weekend's shooting at a protest in Denver, which follows a string of protest-related shootings, is a good reminder that political violence is at risk of accelerating. At this point, virtually every protest or demonstration carries the potential for a gunfight. My concern since 2016 is that sporadic violence will ultimately turn into organized, armed, political violence, and there are some indications that this will occur. While I remain less concerned about a civil war, quote-unquote, in which two organized sides go to war for control of the government, I'm much more concerned about sporadic political violence developing into something reminiscent of the Irish Troubles or other similar low-intensity conflicts. It's important to stress that in these conflicts, historically, a very small percentage, from a fraction of 1% up to 3 or 5% of the population, engages in violence. Everyone else is just trying to live their lives amid their disruption. Most of the warfare occurs among political, economic, cultural, information, and psychological and diplomatic lines of effort. The truth is that there are a lot of players, many of them featuring competing ideologies, and the conflict is likely to be, in most cases, messy and convoluted. So the answer is messy and convoluted. It's just very difficult. So we will, we'll see. We'll continue to watch this, and we'll be talking a lot more. I got a lot more that I'll be picking up on tomorrow morning or tomorrow night on a weekly podcast. And we'll be joined by James Rawls. Got a new book coming out this next week. So tune in tomorrow night, RadioFreeRedoubt.com. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and this is the voice of the American Redoubt. God bless.